named Yakko Warner, and I want to shave you bald and spray paint your head for $19.95. Sure, you can go elsewhere to get shaved bald and have your head spray painted, but it can cost you as much as $100, $200, up to $300. But here at Yakko Warner's World of Baldness and Spray Paint, we'll shave you bald and spray paint your head for just $19.95. Has your head lost its luster and sheen? Is unsightly hair covering up that beautiful chrome dome finish? Well, just come down to Yakko Warner's, and we'll use our own patented beaker cut electrolysis system and latex-based poster paint guaranteed to bring back that showroom sheen. Why, on a bright summer day, your friends will need to wear sunglasses just to look at your gleaming cue ball. We'll shave you bald, then you choose your favorite color. Puce, coral, mustard brown, salmon, minty lime, and my own personal favorite, new lavender. Not only that, we'll throw in a free wash and hot wax at no extra charge. Yes! What's that? You don't want to be shaved bald? Then try our new customized hair plucking process, where Wacko Warner himself will gnaw every hair follicle out of your head with his bare teeth. As long as you wind up bald, we're happy. Don't delay. Operators are standing by, so call for an appointment today. Yes, we want to shave you bald and spray paint your head for just $19.95. Oh, heck, who are we kidding? We'll shave your bald and spray paint your head for free. So please, we beg of you, come on down to Yakko Warner's World of Baldness. And remember, I'm not only the president of Yakko Warner's World of Baldness. I'm also annoying.
It's time for Animaniacs. And we're saving through the max. So just sit back and relax. You'll have to be the best for Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers.
And the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around a Warner movie lot. And they lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're the moose, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dot is cute and Yakko yaks. Wacko bats away the snaps while Bill Clinton plays the sax. We're Animaniacs. We Pinky and the Brain who want to rule the universe. But Slappers flock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. Spocky shades is Mindy while Rita sings a verse. The writer's script, we have no script, why bother to rehearse? We're Animaniacs. We have pay-for-play contracts. We're spending to the max, there's baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane. Pinky and the Brainy, Animaniacs, those are the facts.
Gee, Brain, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain, yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. They're laboratory mice, their genes have been spliced. They're Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain.
Just a few more steps and I'll have the cure for the common cold. Ah! No! Oh, this is going to be great, Brain.
Love. Quiet, Pinky.
Ah! No! This should do it. It worked. I cured the common cold.
Now, Pinky.
Then again, maybe not. Well, back to the drawing board.
Success, Pinky.
Hey, God, Brain, what is this stuff?
A new strain of pollen I created myself, Pinky. It causes a temporary but uncontrollable fit of allergic sneezing in man. No human is immune. Do you realize what we will do with this pollen, Pinky?
Open a boutique.
Yes, that's it. We'll open a boutique and sell ladies' clothing and pollen.
Hey, God, Ray, what fun! I like this idea, I do.
Focus, Pinky, focus. We shall do no less than go to Fort Knox, Kentucky, keeper of the nation's gold supply. There, we will expose the guards to our pollen, and while they're sneezing uncontrollably, we'll move into the vault and take the gold. For he who controls this nation's capital controls the nation. Off to Fort Knox.
Oh, wait, but isn't the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.?
Capital as in money, Pinky. Come on.
But how are we going to get to Fort Knox, Brain?
We'll simply borrow one of the lab's technological resources. The minivan.
Why we get in trouble, Brain?
Get in trouble? Pinky, we're going to take over the world. Besides, we'll have the van back here by 8 a.m.
Oh, all right then. Oi! Not a threat, Brain, but, why the disguise?
If we are to succeed in our mission, I must pass for an average, nondescript motorist, Pinky. So while we're driving, call me Mr. Perkins.
Say no more! Brilliant, Brain!
Mr. Perkins.
Ooh, right, love. Mr. Perkins.
Pinky, start your engine. Now depress the brake. Yes. Now I'll shift the transmission into gear and you give it the gas. Now, Pinky, let us, in the vernacular, take this hog out on the road and see who's boss. Pinky, prepare to pass a slow-moving vehicle.
Radio, Brain!
Call me Mr. Perkins. Activate left turn indicator now. Let's try that again, Pinky.
North.
Wrong switch.
Exemplary work, Pinky. But we're slowing down. Quickly, step on the gas.
Gas, check!
Maintain pedal pressure, Pinky. We're halfway around the freight vehicle.
Air breaker, breaker 19, this here's Big Red. What's your handle, good buddy? Over.
The name's Perkins. Mr. Perkins. Just an average, nondescript motorist.
I gotta quit eating them double onion chili dogs.
Pinky, I am in need of some music to keep myself raptly alert. And use the cruise control this time so we don't lose speed.
Cruise control on, Mr. Perkins?
Stellar, Pinky. Now see if you can locate a local radio station frequency.
Knob!
Wrong knob.
Turn off the radio, Pinky.
Hey! The knob's loose! What do you know? The lighter works!
The radio, Pinky?
Oh, right! I almost forgot! Ooh! Suddenly I feel downright feverish, I do.
No need for you to entertain me personally, Pinky. I'm quite awake now. Kentucky, Pinky. We made it!
All right, Brain!
Mr. Perkins. Fort Knox is mere miles away. Nothing can stop us now. Good evening, officer. Was I exceeding the speed limit?
By about 100 miles an hour.
I'm sorry. You see, I'm Mr. Perkins, an average nondescript...
Can I see your license and registration, please?
We don't have any.
Zort.
If you must know, we are two lab mice out to control the world by seizing its gold assets. But when we assume power, rest assured our budget will result in substantial new funding for law enforcement.
Oh. You best be on your way, then.
Thank you, officer.
Oh, man, I do miss them witless teenage speed demons.
It's time to make our move, Pinky. Now, Pinky.
Hey, God! This is even better than a DuckTales episode, Brain.
Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering?
Oh, I think so, Brain, but balancing a family and a career? It's all too much for me.
The gold, Pinky. It's all ours. Let's move it out. One, two, three, and lift! I believe my plan has a fatal flaw. I am in intense pain, Pinky.
Ditto, Brain. Zort.
Fear not, Pinky, for the unwieldy atomic weight of gold will not thwart us tomorrow night.
Why? What are we doing tomorrow night, Brain?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
They're Pinky, they're Pinky, and the Brain, 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 Brain.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea. Good idea. Stopping to smell the roses. Bad idea. Stopping to feel the roses. The end.
again?
To put cucumbers in our ears.
To make fun of the Disney Channel?
No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of Morality. Wheel of Morality, turn, turn, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn. Moral number 5. And the moral of today's story is... If you can't say something nice, you're probably at the Ice Capades.
That is so true.
Excuse me.
Zord!